Coach, obviously a tremendous match with Lewis Palmer. I understand you were down 2-0 and then rallied to win this thing in 5 over the great Ranger program. So that's quite a win for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we haven't played against Lewis Palmer in like quite a few years. And so we really didn't know what to expect. And after last year, we didn't really know what to expect from them either, just because there was so many people gone from club. And so it was kind of a blind game. And we were just, our plan was just to come out and play, you know, like we've been practicing the last week, and just play with some heart. And I know the girls were really excited to finally play in front of a crowd again. And so I think that, yeah, we came out the first 2 sets kind of jittery, and I think we were just hyped up from first game and having so many students there and so many fans there. And so I think it just took us a little while to settle in a little bit and see and kind of go from there. But I think it was a good game, and it was good. It was nice to play against such a competitive program. So, yeah.
Do you like that tough of a match, though, right out of the gate? I kind of joked with you off air that you're supposed to have a cupcake in your first match, and here you go 5. So does that help you long term?
I love playing competitive teams early on, because it shows us where we're at. And, you know, we're, like, playing a team that's not great, we're just going to go out and, you know, get kill after kill, get point after point. That's not going to help us learn what we actually need to work on and what our weaknesses are. So, like, it was a great game, and we still came out on top, but we also have a lot of weaknesses, and those, you know, like, this team, just they really showed me what we need to work on this week, and I think that playing these teams early on really prepare us, and at the end of the day, it's not really about the win-loss record. It's, you know, who comes to play in postseason, and these kinds of teams are going to prepare us for those competitive teams at the end of the year. So that's why I like to do them early on and keep it competitive instead of having just a cupcake match, even though it would be nice to not have my heart rate be 200 and play a 2.5-hour match. But, yeah.
All right. What about Quincy Cole? I know she's a tremendous hitter back for you. Did you lean on her a little bit tonight?
I think that Quincy, yeah, she's a huge hitter, and she has just a sense of calmness, and I think that the girls kind of, they all look to her, and my another senior, Morgan Monroe, they just kind of look to those two for, like, some calmness. And so not only are they both just, you know, incredibly skilled, they also are just very level-headed. And when we got, like, really stressed out in the first 2 sets, I never felt from their faces or their attitudes that they were stressed out, or that, you know, they just lost. They hold themselves very even, and we really relied on both of them to kind of pull us out of that funk, and I think they did a really great job, you know. Great leaders, both.
Was that calmness the difference in set 5? I believe you won that thing 16-14 to take the match. Were you calm in those final few moments?
No. But I do think that we, like, first 2 sets, we were just, you know, we were frantic. And I didn't, even though, like, we were so, you know, close with them, and it's scattered. And even though these last 3 sets, they were really competitive sets, and we were really in that 5th set, but back and forth, I didn't know what was going to happen next. But I felt calm because I knew that they were playing better than they were the first 2 sets. They were communicating better. They were playing more like a team. And that's what makes me feel more calm. And I know that they felt like more like a team and more in unison those last 3 sets than what they felt those first 2. So even though it's high intensity, there's still, like, some things we said about the difference of when you're playing not as a team versus when you are playing as a team. It's just a completely different feeling.
Quick turnaround for you, Niwot, another top 10 opponent for you tomorrow. Then I think you're up at the Northern Colorado Volleyball Jam on Saturday. So pretty challenging opening week for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be fun to get out and finally play some volleyball and see some great competition both tomorrow and this weekend, and just get tons of touches on the ball, because, you know, we got lots of games this year at the big change from last year, so we got to get prepared. And I think this is going to be a great way to do that with all these great teams and jamming all these games into the first week. I think it's going to be great.